Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Google defines science as the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. The intellectual and practical are united in the systematic. When making bread, you don't randomly mix ingredients, sprinkle on some yeast, and stick the bowl in the oven. Depending on the type of yeast, you must first start with a little sugar and water. Then you add it to your combined flour and salt along with the rest of the water. Similarly, in a scientific pursuit, we follow a given process called the scientific method. The first step is to ask a question. As you help your students to ask specific questions, you're beginning the process of scientific inquiry. Research either answers the question or gives insight into how to answer the question. At the conclusion of the research stage, your students should make their hypothesis, what they think the answer to their question is. The next stage involves planning. How will they test their answer? What materials do they need? And how will they do it? Their research should help them to identify the materials and the procedure. And at last, the exciting part, your student gets to be practical and gather their data from their experiment or observational study. Once your student gathers their data, the last step is to use their results to make a conclusion. Was their answer right? If not, can they see why? Does it suggest another question to study? By following the scientific method, you guide your children to be disciplined in their work and systematic in their study. Rather than wild guesses, your student will learn to make and test reasonable hypotheses and to be confident in their results.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit classicalconversations.com.